Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
And welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in. We have a wonderful program for you on tap today with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn Team at Infinitas. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Always good to be here.
All right. So as we were lamenting off mic, should we, for the Chiefs receivers that drop everything, is there some stick'em that we could put on their hands or something? What are we going to do about that?
I think Gorilla Glue might help.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That was painful.
Oh, my gosh. You know, hopefully it's a wake-up call and they can turn it around for the rest of the season and then win the Super Bowl again.
I mean, I think we have some really talented receivers on the team, but you got to catch the ball. I mean, that's your job. So.
Yeah, and then once you catch, you need to hang on to it all. So.
Yeah, that's helpful.
It helps out, too.
Yeah. It does. Oh, well, onward and upward. So, all right. So, you will want to write down Bruce's phone number. Again, I'm going to give you the contact information. We're talking about a really, really important subject today. So as we are fully into the holiday season, we're going to talk about year-end planning and really making a checklist. And all of this is obviously around your financials. But again, reach out to Bruce and the wonderful team at the Glenn Team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. That's a Kansas City-based number. But Bruce, you are licensed all around the country. You have clients everywhere.
Yeah, we're in, I think, about 42 states and can be in any given state. We're fully nationally capable. We just only have clients in a couple of states out there.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds good. So you're in planning checklist. And again, if you're a listener and you're like, this sounds really interesting, I have not heard from my financial advisor about year-end planning. Well, we're bringing that to you today. And Bruce, if someone is interested in that, they can call you and request a year-end review and that year-end planning checklist. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Or they can just email the Glenn Team with two N's, the Glenn Team at InfinitasKC.com. That's spelled Infinitas, KC like Kansas City.
All right. That sounds good. So what about reviewing your financial goals here at the end of the year? Why is that important?
You know, the biggest thing for me, and we'll kind of keep this at high level because we don't have enough time to get into every detail.
Sure.
As far as overall picture today. But, you want to make sure you're saving enough to be able to retire when you want to retire. And more importantly, you want to make sure that you've got enough money that's going to last. And so, you know, your financial plan should be set up to be on track to make that happen. And that's the bottom line of it.
Okay, and then what about budgets? I'm afraid to say, but I think there are a lot of people that they've heard about budgets. They might even be interested in budgets, but maybe they're not. Maybe they don't even have a budget. So, what do you do to start a budget? And if you have a budget, what about assessing your budget?
Well, and kind of the funny thing about this is people spend more time each year planning for their annual vacation or playing their fantasy football league than they do on their financial management and budgeting, which is sad. I mean, it's true, but sad.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the biggest things I see people make a mistake on when they're doing their budget is they're not building in, adding to and maintaining their emergency fund, and they're not taking care of maxing out their IRA or 401k or at least getting it to a point where they can retire someday and the money lasts. And if they've got an HSA option with a high deductible type of a health insurance plan, or a flex savings or whatever the case might be, they're not really doing that either. So those are some basics that you really need to build your plan. You know, kind of see how am I going to save first, then build everything else around that. But, you know, there's some items that I find with our clients, a lot of times I reminded them about this and they go back out and they find some money and may be, you know, $25, $50, $100 a month. It may not be big money, but it adds up. So what I find is, they should go out and shop their property and casualty insurance, you know, I think every year or two. And not necessarily for the lowest price, but best value and make sure you got the right coverages in place. There's a lot, insurance policies aren't know, you buy a house, a homeowner's insurance policy, and you think you're covered for everything, but just the way that water damage is covered is different. Is it a flood outside your home? Is it, you know, hot water heater broke inside the home? Did a bathtub flood and come down through the ceiling? Those things may or may not be covered. And so you really need to make sure you know what you have. And then TV and internet and apps and, yeah, and all that stuff. I mean, I was looking through my bill the other day, and, you know, over time, there's some show I want to see on one of the streaming networks, and I add it on, and I never see that show again, and I forget to cancel it.
Yeah, I'm guilty as charged.
So. Yeah, and then, you know, I'll also throw this in. I know we've talked about this in some of the different shows this year, but, you know, credit card strategy. If some folks have some credit card debt out there, they really need to focus on how they pay that off. Remember, the credit card companies charge you interest on a per-day basis. So the earlier you can make that payment in the cycle, the less interest you're accruing, and that's always a smart thing to try and reduce.
All right. And circling back to that property and casualty insurance, roofs are become the coverage on a roof used to be that, I mean, if you had roof damage, they would just buy a new roof. And so a lot of people I would see online or just talk to, they're like, I'm praying for enough hail this weekend to, you know, to kill my roof, so I get a free roof. It just doesn't work that way anymore.
Well, right. The newer policies, they're changing those up to where they're only going to, you know, do a full replacement for so many years, and then they're going to start depreciating it. And all the companies are different, so I can't speak to this exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, it used to be, you know, set it and forget it, but now it's going to be kind of a time clock on how much coverage you've got.
And in another one of your comments on don't just set it and forget it, I realized, and guilty as charged, okay, you have the homeowner's insurance, and you just forget about it. You just move on. And then one day I got to looking and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just wasn't paying attention. And I realized that our homeowner's insurance had doubled in a fairly short period of time. And I'm like, oh no, we don't.
Right. Yeah.
and so I got, this has been several years ago, I got a referral and we had the same or better coverage with the same or better deductibles for half the cost with a great national company. It wasn't a fly by night, you know, sketchy situation. And I paid attention. I made a change. We saved a lot of money.
Absolutely. And not only for individual folks, because those insurance companies, once they have you in place, they just kind of let it go, but also your health insurance plans at work. If you're a business owner, you know, you need to shop that every so often as well. Same as your 401k plan. You know, don't just set it and forget it. You know, and obviously we're very big in that 401k space as well. But it's important to, you know, check it every couple, 3 years.
Yep, no doubt about it. We're visiting with Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. We're talking today about the year-end financial planning checklist, and we just have a lot of stuff to cover today, but let me just get your attention. If you've not heard from your financial advisor, and maybe that's been a set it and forget it kind of a situation for you, and you're like, oh, well, wait a minute, I'm not even sure if our finance guy even works with the company any longer. Okay, that should be a red flag to you. Bruce, you offer a second look, a free evaluation to see if you're able to help someone. And if they have a great plan, you'll say so. If there are areas of improvement, you'll point that out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll go further than that. We'll actually go through and educate folks we work with. So we want to make sure that the quality of the investments they have are good, the fees are fair and reasonable for what they're getting, that their investments are high scoring and beating the benchmarks and those type items. But we also want to make sure they have that retirement plan, that they know that they are scheduled to retire when they want to, and the money will last. And there's a whole lot that goes into it. I actually do the reports and my team, and we go through and show people where these items are that we're looking at and educate them so they're more qualified to help themselves and keep on track.
All right, that makes sense. And then what about tax planning?
Right. So, you know, again, we're not going to go deep on this, and I'm not a licensed CPA, so let me qualify that first of all. But
sure,
a couple of things that we always want to make sure we're looking out for. Again, maxing out your health care, your 401k contributions for the year, any particular purchases, like if you're a business, you know, if maybe you want to put a purchase into this year or next year, kind of make a different decision. Even on health care, think about it. If you've maxed out your health care deductibles this year, and maybe you haven't had a colonoscopy or regular routine checkups. Great time to do it. Or maybe you have some elective surgery. Do it when you're maxed out. You know, and then, or maybe you didn't do much this year. Push out till next year, and then maybe max out next year. So you've got 12 months to work through that. But try and do that. So it's not necessarily a tax planning, but just kind of good solid deal there. But look and see what your tax brackets are. If you're getting up to certain levels, you may or may not want to do more contributions. If you may need some deductions, things like that. But it's good to know probably a month or two before the month's over, you may be able to max out your 401k at the last month just to help out and those type of things.
All right. Excellent. Mr. Bruce Glenn with the Glenn team at Infinitas. And we will have more with Bruce coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can make an IRA contribution as late as April the 15th of 2024 and still receive the tax benefit for the 2023 taxable year. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. You can make an IRA contribution as late as April the 15th, 2024, and receive the tax benefit for the year 2023. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. But Bruce, there may be a little more to it than that.
Right. There is, Steve. Thanks. So depending on your income levels, you may or may not be able to contribute to each type of a 401k or IRA or Roth and so on and so forth. But I'd really want to stress the fact that if you have a qualified plan at work, whether it be a SEP or a simple IRA or a 401k, which is most popular, 403b, these type of plans, those work-related plans, you have to have that contribution in at the end of the year.
Okay, so that does not extend to April the 15th for tax savings purposes.
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, if you have a plan that may have some high limit problems, you may even get, if you over contributed, you may even have some money forced back on you, and then you're going to have your taxes adjusted because of that, too.
Oh, boy. That doesn't sound good.
You need to have a good idea how much you can put in.
All right. We're visiting with Bruce Glenn. He's the CIO and owner of the Glenn team at Infinitas. And Bruce, your whole approach is a fiduciary approach when operating as a financial advisor for individuals.
Right. We're independent. We're objective. We don't own any product. We don't get kickbacks using any product over anybody else. We purely work for our clients' best interests as a fiduciary.
All right. And you also work with some group plans, and you have some small businesses and some pretty good sized businesses, as well as health systems and universities.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have several hospital systems and universities and colleges and a lot of big companies, national, international companies as well. So very blessed in that regard.
All right. That sounds great. And again, if you want to reach out to Bruce Glenn and the great team, the Glenn team at Infinitas, 913-563-7327. That, and you could call from anywhere in the country and they can help you. We're talking about a year-end financial planning checklist today, and there's just so much to cover. We're just touching kind of the surface on a lot of these topics. But again, if you are interested in this for you and your family, your spouse, again, you know, just reach out to Bruce and they can help you. They can send this out to you. They can offer you a second look, a free evaluation. They are here for you. There's no doubt about it. So, Bruce, previously you had talked about harvesting investment gains and losses. So what does that mean? What is it? I mean,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a specific term.
So. Sure. Absolutely. So, you know, the last couple of years when the markets have not been very favorable in most situations, in most categories, may have been a good opportunity to upgrade some funds and lock in some tax losses. And you can take up to a certain amount per year, or you can offset some gains with those losses. But if you have carry forward, don't forget about that. You know, your tax professional needs to know that you've got these additional deductions you can take on carry forward basis. So that's really important. Profits, the same thing. Sometimes our clients will call and they need some money. They're going to buy a fifth wheel trailer or buy a second home or whatever the case might be. And we want to make sure we're looking at that from a tax standpoint, where best to pull that money from. A lot of times it's not just good just to pull across all investments. We want to kind of take a little bit of tax strategy to that as well.
Okay. And then the really the huge category of estate planning. We've had one of your colleagues, Melissa Myers, on the program.
Right.
And she really pounded that a couple times. And
yeah, Melissa does a good job in that area.
Yeah, really focused on that. So what should you do in your year end in review relative to estate planning?
Right. And so, again, I'm not a licensed estate planning attorney, but we do have one on staff, and we have other people that we refer to as well, depending on where they're located at. But some things that I see happen a lot of times to our clients is they may have had kids that get married, and all of a sudden the daughter's name is not the same. Or maybe there's been a divorce and they didn't change their beneficiary. You know, this is terrible, and it happens all the time,
yeah,
especially in the 401k world. People forget to change a beneficiary, maybe never set their beneficiary up. And they'll say that you got divorced a couple of decades ago, and you die, and your current spouse doesn't get your money because your ex-spouse is still on you as a beneficiary.
Oh, boy.
That happens all the time. It's terrible when it does.
Is there any way to challenge that, or it is what it is?
Well, I'm not going to get into all the legalities
of it.
But let's say that it's going to be a big problem, and it may or may not be able to get fixed.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah. So when folks, you know, unfortunately, we may lose a family member or a beneficiary throughout the year, or maybe it's been a few years since we reviewed it, make sure that everybody that's on there is still there. If you have a trustee or somebody who's going to take care of your plan, make sure that they're still capable of doing that and willing to do that. That's something I see a problem with sometimes. And then maybe there's been a special needs. You know, I've got a client, heaven forbid, that's happening, but they had a stroke a few years ago. Well, there are some special planning needs need to be put in place there a little bit differently. And you know from being an elder care, I mean, that you know, that's a big issue.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so and I've heard some of the horror stories of, you know, beneficiaries weren't changed, and or there was a divorce, or, you know, we were going to leave some money to my son. Well, he got married and now they're divorced. I don't really want that money going to my ex-daughter-in-law.
Right.
And so it just an annual review for an estate plan is I think it's huge. It's huge.
It is. And creditor and predator protection is kind of what you're talking about there. You don't want some out of the, you know, woods creditors showing up on the doorstep of your beneficiaries, and you don't want ex, you know, daughter-in-law or ex-son-in-law getting money either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got to make sure that it's written right and reviewed every once in a while.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then what about charitable giving? We're at that time of year. A lot of charitable giving happens in that last, you know, month and a half of every year.
Right. So, again, it kind of make a decision if it's going to be something that's going to be able to help you out from a tax standpoint or not. And I'm not saying make your decisions on charity giving based on that. But I will say this, there's a nice little trick. If you have an RMD especially, and if you have to take that money out of your 401k or your IRA, if you want, there's a way of doing that where you can gift it to your 501c3 mm-hmm. church or whatever your charity of choice is. Mm-hmm. If you don't take possession of that money yourself and you move it out of your IRA and the custodian sends it directly over to the non-for-profit, mm-hmm. you don't pay the taxes because you didn't take receipt of the money, yet you did satisfy the government requirement to move that amount of money out of your IRA. So that's a really good trick that a lot of people miss.
That is a great idea. And then we only have about a minute left, but what about educational planning?
Right. So a trick there that a lot of people don't know about, and it's state-specific on whether you get deductions or not, but most states that have some kind of deductibility process, you can front-load 5 years of contributions. And so say you've got a junior in high school and you've been late to save, you can actually, you or grandparents or whoever can actually load in 5 years at one shot. Now, there is a tax form you have to put out every year to you know, show that you did the gift at the one time.
Okay.
But that's something a lot of people don't realize, and it's a great trick.
I've never heard of that.
There you go.
And I'll guarantee you that turned a lot of heads of listeners this morning like, whoa, wait a minute. Like you said, if you get a late jump on it, grandparents could load this thing for 5 years. You have to have a special tax form. But that's a whole lot of catch up right there. And I'll bet you not very many people know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the owner and CIO of the Glenn Team at Infinitas at 913-563-7327. We're talking about the year-end financial planning checklist. And Bruce, thanks so much. Great information. Really, really appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Enjoyed it.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And they are all over the place. Wherever you get them, just do a search for Senior Care Live. You can subscribe to it, download it, stream it, whatever you want to do, and there you go. Feel free and help yourself. All right, so we're going to shift gears here. And I have been asked this question just several times here recently, and I thought, you know, as I've said many, many times on the program, if I get the same question several times, I almost feel like it's a little bit of a nudge that I should share that information with you on the program. So let's go ahead and jump into this. I've had several really what I would describe as professionals in the business out helping people in different capacities. So for senior care consulting, it would be a professional referral source. And they said, they've asked basically the same question. Give me some situations and tell me about some examples where senior care consulting has helped some families in need. So it just kind of helps them say, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. And if I hear about someone in this situation, then I'm going to put two and two together and I'm going to refer them to senior care consulting for our placement services. So I thought, you know, let's just, I just kind of did some brainstorming and thought of several examples, and I just wanted to share those with you today. So many, many times I get this call a lot. We have an elderly loved one living in an assisted living community, and it's going okay, but care-wise, but this gets to the financial side of things. They are now running out of money, and the assisted living community that they're living in is not Medicaid certified. And so the challenge there is, if you're living in an assisted living community and you're writing a check every month, you're paying that $6,000 to $8,000, you know, plus or minus, and you're seeing the funds are just depleting, they're going down and down and down. If you see that these funds are going to be depleted in the next, you know, I would say, you know, several months, it is time to reach out to Senior Care Consulting, or you could do it on your own, okay? But you're going to need to relocate your loved ones to a senior care community that is Medicaid certified. So an example, I have a lady, she listens to the radio program. She gave me a call. And she had two elderly loved ones, and they lived in a very nice assisted living apartment, and they really needed a lot of help. I was pretty impressed with that assisted living community that they were actually able to meet the needs of both her aunt and uncle. But she said, "Look, they're running out of money. I'm getting the Medicaid application filled out, and I sent it in for processing. But now I'm going to need help finding them a long-term care community that is Medicaid certified." So we got together. I jumped in. I was able to help, and we were able to get them relocated to a great long-term care community. Frankly, on the care side of things, it was probably a better fit than the assisted living community. Although at that assisted living community, they were doing a good job, but it was really a stretch for them to take care of them. So it's actually a better fit for them in long-term care. And, oh, by the way, this place is Medicaid certified, so they're able to work with the Medicaid program to cover the majority of the cost. And then that worked out just great. So, again, if you or anyone that you know of is living in assisted living, you can see that the money, there's an end point there. You don't have endless resources, and you can see that they're going to be spending down. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting, and we can help you with a nice, easy, smooth transition, just like we were able to help this really nice lady just a few months ago. It's at 913-945-2800, Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right. And then another example, mom and dad are living independently at home, but the family is just not sure how long that's going to last. And they're having some frequent falls, and they're really depending on their neighbors more and more. And then the son said, you know, I live 4 or 5 hours away, and my dad fell, and I've never felt so helpless. I couldn't just run over and help him. He said it was a horrible feeling knowing that I couldn't help my own dad who had fallen in the middle of the room. And so they've been depending on neighbors to come over and help them up if there's a fall. Once in a while, you'll hear of someone having to call 911, and the EMTs will come over and they will gladly do that. They won't do that, you know, every day for the next 6 months, but they'll come over and help you out. But the point is, the family decided that they needed to look for, and in this particular example, for an assisted living community proactively. And they wanted to be prepared because they can very clearly see the need for a care community coming sooner than later. And again, they wanted to be prepared. They wanted to, and we worked together. They put their name on a couple of different waiting lists. And then when their name comes up to the top of a waiting list, and if they're ready to move, then boom, they'll go ahead and move. If their name rises to the top of the waiting list and they're not quite ready to move, then guess what? The assisted living community will call you back in a few weeks or a month when the next space becomes available, and they'll keep contacting you until the timing is right. So that's why it's so, so important to be proactive and get out ahead of this, like this family that I recently worked with. Another example, this very nice lady, she said, Steve, I work full time. My husband works full time. We have 3 kids. Time is at a premium. I just don't have time to go out and look at places. I need some help. I'm in way over my head. And my dad has Alzheimer's, and I just know he's not going to be able to stay home very much longer. We're probably looking at a move, maybe spring or summer of 2024, if I had to kind of put an estimate on it. And I literally do not have the time to do my homework. And here's the deal, Steve. This is my dad. I have to get it right. I'm not just going to take a flyer on a place or throw a dart and pick a place. I have to get this right. This is my dad. And I realize I need professional help. Can you help me? And I'm like, of course, yeah. I'd be honored to help you and your family. And so I was able to meet with them, and we're working through the process. And again, she's being proactive. And I just can't say how smart, how wise that is. I get a lot of these kind of calls. I had somebody say, hey, Steve, I called a free referral service. I'll leave the name out. You could probably plug any of them in there. They all work about the same. But she said, it seemed like a pretty good service at first. But then I told them that I wasn't quite ready to move yet. And they did not seem to like that at all. And she said their tone changed. So just look at how this is unfolding. She thought everything was pretty good. But then she said, well, we're not quite ready to move. And she said when they realized that, the tone changed, and all of a sudden it wasn't so friendly and so wonderful anymore. And she said, now they call me almost every day wanting to know when I'll be moving my family member. And she said, they're basically harassing me. I'm getting upset now. She said, it feels like they're pressuring me to move. And this is what she said. It feels like they're pressuring me to move so that they can collect their commission of several thousand dollars. Wow. So I can't tell you how many times, how many messes that have been created by one of these free referral services that I've had to come in and clean up and straighten out and get right. So if you find yourself working with the free referral service, maybe you didn't realize that they earn a commission from the place that they're recommending. I mean, that's how these folks earn, generate income. That, I mean, that's the whole name of the game. It's free to you because they don't work for you. They work for the places. You work for who pays you. So when they refer you to one of their business partner pays them up to 100% of the first month's cost. So if you find yourself in a mess with one of these free referral services, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting and we can help you out. And it's 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll have some more examples of how Senior Care Consulting is able to help people in all of these different situations. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so it's Thanksgiving weekend. Did you eat too much? I would raise my hand, but I learned a long time ago that yeah, I look so forward to Thanksgiving, and I used to just pig out and eat too much, and then you feel kind of miserable. And I thought, that's really dumb. It kind of ruins the whole thing. So we have all the turkey and all the stuff, and then we'll have some dessert later on. But I like to kind of enjoy it without feeling miserable. So I hit it pretty hard, but I'll tell you what, I don't overdo it because it kind of ruins it for me. So anyway, I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend, maybe into the weekend with your family. And last week, I mentioned that we added a couple of new affiliate partners to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network in Minnesota and Kentucky, and wanted to let you know about another one. We are adding KRFE AM and FM in Lubbock, Texas, and that's effective this weekend. So really, really appreciate the good folks in Lubbock, Texas for tuning in to Senior Care Live. Again, tell all your friends and family, if you have a question, just go to seniorcarelive.com. You can send me an email or you can submit a form there, or you could just give me a call. 1-800-331-6445 is the toll-free number for the radio program. But again, I really appreciate you and the good folks at KRFE AM and FM in Lubbock, Texas. Welcome to the Senior Care Broadcasting Network family. All right, so back to several examples where Senior Care Consulting has been able to help some of our clients in some of the different situations. I just thought that would be really good to review today. So this is one that's very, very timely. And I've had this happen several times over the years where someone said, you know, we live out of state. You come home for Thanksgiving only to realize that my mother was just not doing as well as I thought. And I believe it is no longer safe for her to live alone here in the house. And now it's time to find a place, fairly quickly so that she can get the care that she needs and be safe in her living environment and get that 24-hour care and oversight and supervision and assistance with all of the things that she's going to need some help with. So this is super common, especially at this time of year. So you have families who we're all scattered to the wind, right? We're all over the place. And during COVID, we all got very used to Skyping and FaceTime and Zoom and all of the video, all of the nice video connections that we had. But you don't see everything when you're just talking on a video connection over Zoom or just looking at someone on your phone screen or a tablet. or a laptop. So you have families coming home, and then they have these realizations. They're like, oh my gosh. And now this is kind of a newly realized kind of a, you know, what do we do next situation. And if you find yourself in a situation like that, I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and we can definitely help you with this next step. And it's especially valuable for families who live out of town, but they have responsibility and they love, of course, they love their parents. They're coming back to see them, spend time with them, but they're like, oh my goodness, you know, we didn't realize that mom wasn't doing so well or dad wasn't doing so well. And now it's time to make some plans. Now it's time to get out and find a place. Again, get your name on a wait list. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And I'll never forget One of the first stories I ever heard from a loving and caring daughter I worked with. She said every year I'd come home, and this was around Christmas time, not necessarily Thanksgiving, but she would come home and my mom and I, we baked cookies every year, and we've done this for decades. And the daughter lived in Denver, mom lived in the Kansas City area. She flies home, spends about a week with her mom, and they do all the stuff, all the holiday stuff, and have a great time. So they're in the kitchen like they've done how many times? And they're making cookies. And she hands her mom a cup, a measuring cup, the plastic one cup measuring cup. She said, hey, mom, I need a cup of sugar. And she, okay. All right. And so she's working on the cookies, and she turns around and her mom is just standing there looking at the cup. And she's not sure what to do with it. And she said she looked at her mom. She realized what had happened. And she said, it just sent a chill all the way to, you know, from my head to my toes. And she said, so she kind of covered it up. Oh, come on, mom. Remember, we got the sugar. And oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So she helped her out. But that was the first really glaring black and white example of her mother and having some memory challenges, having some cognitive issues, but really showing up for something as simple as getting a cup of sugar, and she wasn't sure what to do with the cup. That's that sudden realization that'll take your breath away of, oh my goodness, this is not safe for her to be at home. And that's exactly what she thought. She reached out to Senior Care Consulting. I jumped right in. We found a great place for her mom, and it worked out. It worked out well. And then, you know, a couple other examples. Mom fell again, but this time she fractured her hip. And after surgery, she's going to need skilled nursing and rehab. But after that, there's just no way that she's going to be able to go home. She's going to need more help than that. And I've worked with I don't know how many families where their loved one, after the hospitalization, they go to skilled nursing and rehab, and they're going to get 2, 4, maybe 6 weeks of rehab. Well, that buys us a little bit of time for us to do our homework and to choose a place and get it right. Again, my clients with Senior Care Consulting, they're not interested in messing around we'll just try this one out. I mean, they feel a burning need to get this right, and they're not messing around with this. They want to get it right. They realize they need some professional help, and they reach out to my firm. Okay, we've used a home care service, home care company, but now that need is escalating to 24 hours, and we just need a more cost-effective way to get 24-hour care. And so in that case, we might work with assisted living. I've had clients who are working with an elder law attorney to apply for Medicaid, and they're going to need help finding a long-term care community that's Medicaid certified. The examples go on and on and on and on, but you get the idea. Okay, if you need help finding a senior care community for your elderly loved one, we can help no matter what your situation is. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Just request a free consultation and we will visit with you and we'll be able to help you. I'll tell you that. All right, I'm Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.